You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Kevin Smith, Yahoo Sports, on the NBA trade deadline. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, it's
Keith. Keith, I'm sorry, Keith. I'm sorry about that. My bad.
That's okay. I did not make the Clerks movie.
Keith, you have Denver as the your top winner in your article. Let's get into the Nuggets and the details of what made the acquisition of Aaron Gordon so good for Mike Malone.
Yeah, he's going to give them a lot of what they lost in Jeremy Grant, which is a bigger athletic forward, somebody who can defensively match up with the bigger wings. Nobody shuts down the Kawhi Leonards and LeBron James of the world, but you need somebody who at least has some size and athleticism to make them work. Gordon has been able to do that over the course of his career. So he's going to give them that. And then also he shot it quite well this year. And his ability to cut and play at the rim gives the Nuggets a dimension that they really haven't had this season. So I think that is, you put it all together for a guy who was hurt, a first-round pick that's likely to be a later pick, and as well as a young player who wasn't really part of the rotation, the Nuggets made a major upgrade.
In terms of where this goes, in terms of Gordon, they made a fun run in the bubble last year, but does this put them in the upper echelon now? I mean, they were kind of in the middle of the pack of the West.
I think they were headed there anyway. They were starting to play a lot better. They'd been very inconsistent early in the year. They had had a lot of injuries. As they got healthier, that's come together. And now the Nuggets are knocking right there at the top of the West with you know, it's a group of about six teams in the Western Conference, if you include Denver, Utah, the two LA teams, Phoenix, and then depending on what you think of Portland, those teams are all in the mix to potentially, you know, get to the NBA Finals. And then Denver's, we're right there with all those teams.
All right, so the team that Aaron Gordon played for, the Orlando Magic, blew itself up. Evan Fournier is gone. Nikola Vucevic was gone. Gordon is gone. But if you're going to do that, did Orlando do this the right way? If you're going to start from scratch, pick up some expiring contracts and some draft picks, did Orlando win?
They did, yeah. You can't go halfway. If you're going to do this, you got to go the whole way there. One of the funnier moments from the trade deadline was Terrence Ross, who's now kind of the last man standing in Orlando of the veteran group, and some of his tweets throughout the day were absolutely fantastic. So now we're in a position where in Orlando it's going to be building around youth and draft picks and getting Jonathan Isaac and Markel Fultz back. They're going to bottom out the rest of the season. They might be a pretty tough watch the rest of the way, but that's going to come with likely a really good draft pick in what should be a very talent-heavy draft.
I like that tweet he put out from the movie with Tom Hanks, "I'm the captain now." I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Victor Oladipo going to Miami. Apparently, if you want to go somewhere, play for Houston for a bit. They'll send you where you want to go, but what does this mean for the Heat?
It's a nice move for the Heat because they didn't give up all that much to get him, especially if they can get active on the buyout market. Sounds like they're the leaders to add LaMarcus Aldridge. Then they'll be able to replace Kelly Olynyk. And then after that, it was Avery Bradley in a pick swap that will never probably come to fruition. So really good work by the Heat here. The Rockets, let's just say it's been a rough couple of months for them.
So Kyle Lowry did not get moved. There are reasons for, there are reasons against. Where do you side with what Masai Ujiri was thinking? No offers, but didn't get anything for him.
Everything out there that's been reported, everything I have heard, is that the offers just weren't what they liked for Kyle Lowry. So they feel very much that the best thing to do was keep him. They did not want to take on any bad money going into next season. They've got a lot of flexibility, so they really wanted to hang on to that. And that is where they did not want to get in a position where they weren't in good shape moving forward. So that's why they're hanging on to Lowry. And now they've retained all their flexibility going into the offseason.
Is there is there an openness to re-signing him, or is it a done deal that he will probably go somewhere else?
Yeah, the thought is he's probably going to go elsewhere as they pivot and become a younger team, and then they start to look forward to building around a core of Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, and OG Anunoby. The challenge is Kyle Lowry is probably the greatest player in franchise history at this point. So there's always going to be an interest there to re-sign him. If the contract is reasonable enough, my guess is Lowry stays, but I think it's more likely that he ends up playing somewhere else.
Keith Smith joining us, Yahoo Sports, on the NBA trade deadline on Progressive Guest Line. Evan Fournier to Boston, the Celtics hovering around that eighth position. Is this enough to move them up? What did you think about that acquisition?
Yeah, it's certainly going to help them. They leaned into offense a good amount with this deadline move because they really didn't have any real other choice than to do that. They had to get more consistency. So with Fournier, they'll have him back or they'll add him likely on Monday. He won't play these games this weekend is most likely how it goes. So he's going to be an upgrade for their bench. For sure, or if they start him, he'll be a nice player in the starting group for the Celtics. So they added him, losing Daniel Tice hurts up front, but that frees up more minutes for one of their younger players who's starting to come along in Robert Williams.
Nikola Vucevic from Orlando to Chicago. He's a double-double a night kind of guy, but what does this mean for the Bulls and where they're at today?
Yeah, it was, that was probably the surprise of the deadline was that Vucevic moved because Orlando had put a big price on him and that the Bulls kind of were the ones who went in to make that move. So that one, it becomes really interesting there. I think this says that the Bulls are trying to make a real run, at getting back to being a playoff team after a little bit of a drought. So I think they're going to, they'll at least be in the play-in mix. We'll see if they can get as high as the sixth seed or higher into one of the assured playoff spots. It's going to take them a little while to get together and probably find their footing because they made a lot of roster moves. And there's no practice time. There's no downtime this year. So it's going to take a little bit, but I think Chicago is, in a much better place now moving forward than they were.
So much of what happened, and then we talked a little bit about Lowry and what didn't happen. Keith, was there anything that you saw you expected something else to move that didn't move, a team that was supposed to be a little active, maybe backing off a little bit? Was there an expectation that didn't come to fruition yesterday?
Really, the big one was the Lowry deal, especially as the day went along. It seemed like that was going to definitely happen. The prior night, he gave almost what amounted to a farewell press conference following their game. And then they made a couple roster clearing moves, which seemed like those were things that were going to put them in a position take in three or four players in a trade for Lowry, but that's not the way it came together. So that's probably the biggest surprise that didn't happen. I don't think, anything else, stands out in a big way.
Rondo to the Clippers. What deal is that for Los Angeles?
It'll help some. I think they were looking for more of a traditional playmaking point guard to help balance. They've got enough scorers. And Lou Williams was starting to be phased out there anyway. They were looking to a little bit of a different place. So it's more likely that we'll see in that position there is that you'll see Rondo come in. Rondo will slide into the backup role with Luke Kennard taking on more of the scoring guard role, which is the role Williams was playing. So it helps them, but it's not going to be a major upgrade, most likely.
And the Portland Trailblazers with Norman Powell, if you're looking for that sort of move that may move them a little bit from the group that's in that Western Conference, did that do that for the Trailblazers?
Yeah, I think that's going to help them quite a bit. Gary Trent Jr. is a better defensive player than Norman Powell, but I don't think the difference between him and Powell defensively offsets how much better of an offensive player Norman Powell is. So I think that's the big thing there is that they you're going to see him step in there, and they can get, because Powell has a lot of experience playing in lineups where he's had to guard bigger players. They're going to get a lot of mileage out of three guard units with Lillard, McCollum, and Powell. So I like that move quite a bit for Portland.
Again, Keith Smith on a Progressive Guest Line, NBA trade deadline. Check him out at Yahoo Sports. Good stuff on breaking it all down. Really appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. That was great. A little rapid fire through the NBA trade deadline with Keith Smith on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. More on what happened yesterday in the NBA as we continue its Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.